Hello, everyone. I trust that you're having a great day in Christ and that you're experiencing the abundant life that Jesus lives, even in the midst of daily grind and uncertainties that surround us. The one thing about the life that Christ lives is that it is impervious to circumstances and situations because Jesus is the overcomer. He said that in this world we'll have tribulation. But then he said, be of good cheer, for he has overcome the world. And the fact that Christ in his humanity overcame the world, even though he was tempted in every way like to us, he did not sin, and he overcame the world. And he, that same Christ who overcame the world, has faced everything that you and I will ever face because he's been tempted in everything, every way like unto us, that he who lives in us will continue to be the overcomer, even though we live in a fallen world full of tests and trials and temptation. The word tribulation covers all that. Today I want to talk to you a little bit about eternal life. I've written about this before, but I just really sense the Lord wanted me to share this today so that we can really get a clear understanding what it means to have eternal life. That word eternal and then the word life, which is Zoe, which is God's kind of life, is used often in Scripture and particularly in the writings of the Apostle John. I guess the most famous scripture in all the Bible, sort of the football verse, you know, the one that you'd often see signs at the behind of end zone whenever there's a touchdown or extra point or field goal made to put the sign up, John 3:16. So this is really just John 3:16. Probably every one of you has this memorized. But it speaks of eternal life. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him would not perish. The word perish there is the word that literally means ruin or be wasted, that would no longer live a wasted or ruined life, but have eternal life. Now, when we think of eternal life, and I've mentioned this the last couple of days, our tendency is to think chronologically, because the word eternal is a time-oriented word. And so we think about the fact that it's something that lasts forever. And then because it's about us in relationship with God, we think, okay, I get to have this relationship with God that lasts forever. Now, if you know your word scripture, you know that eternal life doesn't begin the day that you physically die. Eternal life began the moment you became a Christian. But you need to understand that eternal life, its meaning, has a lot more to do with a quality of life than a chronological kind of life. That's something that goes on forever, that's about heaven, but it means more than that. It speaks of a quality kind of life. The word eternal is actually the word aeon, A-I-O-N. And it's really the best translation of that word is not eternal. The word means age, literally the word age. And those who would read this word when the New Testament was originally written, who would have read these scrolls, they would have seen that word aeon to mean age. And specifically, when we're talking about our relationship with God, we're talking about an age to come kind of life. Let me read this from Hebrews chapter 6. This is such an important subject and it's so powerful that I don't want to spend too much time. I don't want to go over our time. I know it's much better if you're able to listen to something that lasts 10 or 15 minutes and not longer. So it's possible that we'll get through part of this today and then look at the rest of it tomorrow, which will be the last day that we do this because we'll be back doing our Eucharist next week and it'll be broadcast through our live YouTube and live Facebook. This is from Hebrews chapter 6 in verse 4. For in the case of those who have been enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted of the good word of God and the powers of the age to come. Now the word age there is the same word that's often translated as eternal. And he speaks about, as Christians, we get to have a taste of the powers of the age to come. the age to come kind of life. And so when we think about the age to come, and we think about the eternal heavens, we do know that it's just it's a atmosphere, it'll be a lifestyle, who you'll be as a person will all be supernatural. It'll all be in the atmosphere of God's presence and God's glory, but it'll all be supernatural. There'll be all kinds of amazing things that we're able to do and able to experience in the age to come. But what he says here is that when you become a Christian, that there is a quality of the age to come life that you get to experience in the here and now. There's a quality of the eternal kind of life, age to come kind of life, that we get to experience in the here and now. You know, he describes that in Ephesians 2 by saying that you and I have been seated now in the heavenly places in Christ. Wow. That even though my feet are squarely on this earth and I'm dealing with blood and guts, daily things, nitty gritty stuff, here and now stuff, even in the here and now, I can experience the quality of the age to come life in the here and now and the supernatural powers that come with that. And let me just go this way and then we'll just see how far we can get today. But it's so significant, so important, because I think that would be the word that every Christian believes they're familiar with. If you're born again, it means that you've received eternal life. You didn't achieve eternal life, you received eternal life. But if it means not just something that lasts forever, it means much more than that, that it impacts the way you live your life now. It has this age to come quality to it. Because the word aeon means age, but a particular age like the Bronze Age or the Industrial Age, you know, an age that has certain qualities to it. So we're talking about the heavenly ages to come that we're experiencing now. But it's all experienced in a person. Listen to what it says in 1 John. This is 1 John chapter 1. What was from the beginning, first verse, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, and what we beheld, and our hands handled concerning the word of life. Now listen to what it says. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and proclaim to you the eternal life. That's a strange way of putting it, isn't it? The eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. The eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. He says, we've held with our hands, we saw with our eyes, we've heard, the life was manifested to us. We've seen and bear witness and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was the Father and the manifested to us. What is he talking about? He's talking about a person. He's talking about Jesus. And the age to come life, the eternal life, is found in the person of Christ and our union with that person. When you receive Jesus, you receive the age to come kind of life. The life, the age to come, kind of supernatural, abundant life that Jesus lives. When Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly, that's another way of talking about the age to come kind of life or eternal life. Listen to 1 John chapter 5. This is pretty amazing stuff. In 1 John chapter 5, it says in verse 11, and the witness is this, that God has given us eternal life. God has given us, past tense, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Hear it again. God has given us eternal life, age to come life, and this life is in Jesus. He who has Jesus has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the eternal life. Now we'll stop there today, but I want you to catch a vision that eternal life is a person, and your experience of eternal life is that you receive this person and now you're in union with him. And the life that this person lives, this abundant life, is an abundant life because it's an age to come kind of life with all the powers of the age to come. It's an eternal kind of life in the sense of that it carries the age to come kind of life. It will last forever. You don't have to wait till you go to heaven. You get to experience the powers of the age to come that are in the life that Jesus lived, and you get to experience that now. Now, what would that be like? Think about it. What if your life on this earth, in the nitty-gritty, carried with it the kind of life you live, carried with it the qualities of the age to come kind of life that we can only imagine? You know that song, "You Can Only Imagine"? Well, you don't have to just imagine what it's going to be like one day. You can experience it today in the person of Christ. Now, we'll stop there. What I hope it does is tweak your curiosity to discover that you and I don't have to live our life under circumstances, defeated and frustrated and guilty and in confusion. We can actually live in the day, in the here and now, the age to come kind of life that's not in Scripture is referred to as eternal life, but it's really the word age to come. The abundant life that Jesus lives is the life that we get to live. If you saw me moving around, that was a dear friend from Africa trying to call me. Thank you for listening in. I pray that you'll listen in tomorrow and you'll catch a fuller vision of the wonders that you and I can live an age to come kind of life now through our experience of Jesus living that age to come kind of life through us. We've been brought into union with that. And therefore, everything about our life on this earth, no matter what you're doing, no matter how pragmatic and practical it may be, should have the kiss of heaven to it. Okay, have a great day. See you tomorrow.